Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Even as we try to push past the COVID pandemic, the virus is here to stay, not only as a current infection threat, but as a chronic disease in the form of long COVID.
Global estimates are that some 400 million people have experienced long COVID. This is when an infected person's symptoms persist past 3 months. Some can no longer work or return to their lives due to fatigue and brain fog.
5 years after the pandemic, we have a clearer picture of the challenges. Lingering inflammation throughout the body is a major cause of long COVID symptoms.
Because the virus infects cells along our airway, the resulting inflammation damages the lungs about 10% of those who are infected. There's lung scarring, shortness of breath, and persistent coughing.
Long COVID can also lead to problems in our intestinal tracts. Diarrhea and constipation can continue for months or years. Up to a third suffer some neurological problems.
They're more at risk for heart attack, stroke, and irregular heart rate. The virus may be causing inflammation of the heart muscle, and their bodies are less efficient at moving blood around.
Other results suggest our mitochondria, the powerhouse of our cells, become dysfunctional at delivering the energy needed for full function.
With these long-term effects, it seems unwise to reduce support for COVID testing, vaccines, and research. We support the life-saving value of vaccination. Trust reputable science and medical sources, and consult your physician.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more on our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast service.